Great Monday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Monday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're continuing our journey in Jonah chapter 4. And here, when the people of Nineveh give up their wicked behavior, Jonah becomes angry and he pouts. God challenges Jonah about his right to feel angry. And God's saving word for us on this Monday morning is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Jonah chapter 4. Jonah was very unhappy about this and became angry. So he prayed, "Lord, didn't I say before I left home that this is just what you would do? That's why I did my best to run away to Spain. I know that you are a loving and merciful God, always patient, always kind, and always ready to change your mind and not punish. Now then, Lord, just let me die. I am better off dead than alive." And the Lord answered, "What right do you have to be angry?" Jonah went out east of the city, and he sat down. And he made a shelter for himself, and he sat in its shade, waiting to see what would happen to Nineveh. Then the Lord made a plant grow up over Jonah to give him some shade, so that he would be more comfortable. Jonah was extremely pleased with the plant, but at dawn the next day, at God's command, a worm attacked the plant, and it died. After the sun had risen, God sent a hot east wind, and Jonah was about to faint from the heat of the sun beating down on his head. So he wished that he were dead. "I'm better off dead than alive," he said. But God said to him, "What right do you have to be angry about the plant?" Jonah replied, "I have every right to be angry, angry enough to die." The Lord said to him, "This plant grew up in one night, and it disappeared the next. You didn't do anything for it, and you didn't make it grow, yet you feel sorry for it. How much more, then, should I have pity on Nineveh, that great city? After all, it has more than 120,000 innocent children in it, as well as many animals." And today's key verse is Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, where it says, "And Jonah prayed, 'You are a loving and merciful God, always patient, always kind, and always ready to change your mind and not punish.'" You know, this particular part of Jonah's story is just, it is just so like God to show the just the stupidity of some of his servants. Here, Jonah is a prophet. That's his job, to go out and proclaim the word of God. And yet Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh, because here is Jonah's own testimony. He's saying, I just knew, if I were to come here and preach, that you'd change your mind and you wouldn't punish them. Well, isn't that the whole idea in the first place, Jonah? Why did you come to him? To just go ahead and pronounce hellfire and damnation and, you know, sit back to watch him die? Well, that might be your heart, Jonah, but it's not God's heart. Our word of God tells us that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Let's pray. Loving and merciful God, there are many times when I'm angry and I cannot hide my thoughts from you. Teach me to seek your ways and help me to overcome those thoughts that are not in accord with your will. Thank you for your kindness and patience with me, and for always restoring me to a right relationship with you. Amen. Well, that ends our time together this morning, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will temporarily leave Jonah and travel over to Psalm 103, a psalm of praise for God's mercy and forgiveness. And so, until tomorrow morning, may God's richest blessings be yours.